I think that you've got a clear understanding of the difference between the two, which is very simple. That is, from what time onwards is one not allowed to eat? Chiefly on Erev Pesach, where everybody is in agreement, and that we said from 9 hours, which is 3 o'clock in the afternoon. On Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, there's a machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda says it's the same thing from 3 o'clock onwards. Rabbi Yosef says, no, you can go on eating Ad Shetetshach. That is, until it gets dark, until it's actually Shabbos, you can eat. Once it's Shabbos, you can't eat anymore. And that is one machlokes. Then you've got another machlokes, and last week we were on the second machlokes. The second machlokes is, very interesting, what happens if he starts beheter? That is, let us take Pesach first. If he starts on Pesach before 3 o'clock, then there is a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef. But both agree that if he starts beheter, he can go on eating after the time of Isur come after 3 o'clock. And that is a halachic principle. He starts beheter, and there is nothing wrong in the act of eating. Nothing wrong in it. For example, if he started working before 3 o'clock, writing letters, of course there's no question that when Shabbos comes he's got to stop. There's no question about that. Because the writing is the issue. But the eating, there's nothing wrong in the eating. The only thing is the result of the eating is that one is satisfied, and that is not a covered Shabbos, not a covered Yom Tov, and certainly it's not a Hidu mitzvah for the eating of the matzah. Fine. So now, if he starts eating better, let us say on Erev Pesach, he starts eating before 3 o'clock. Rabbi Yehuda says he can go on eating until it gets dark then. But when it gets dark, he's got to stop eating, which means he's got to bench, and then he prepares, then he starts to say that, starts eating. Rabbi Yosef says if he starts eating beheter before 3 o'clock on Erev Pesach, he carries on until he's finished his meal. When he's finished his meal, then he benches, and then he says, and then he makes kiddush. And on Friday night, well, it depends whether it's Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yehuda says on Friday night, if he begins eating before 3 o'clock, he can go on eating until it gets dark, but when it gets dark, he's got to stop eating, he's got to drink. And then he makes kiddush. Rabbi Yosef says, no, ein mafsikin. That means one doesn't terminate the meal. One finishes the meal, and when one has finished the meal, then one ventures, and then one makes kiddush. So that machlokes you've got to get very clear. Once you've got that machlokes clear, then the rest of the Gemara is simple. You won't have any difficulty with the rest of the Gemara. It's just a question of getting these things so clear in your mind that you've got it in your mind. That's all it is. Step by step. The next thing we do, rather an interesting thing, the Gemara brings a miser, and that miser is an important miser. It's an important miser because it tells us a lot of things. Where Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yehud and Rabbi Yosef, and they are, we know them already, they are our friends, Rabbi Yehud and Rabbi Yosef. They are reclining with Rabbi Shimon in Akko, and the Kiddush Aleihem Hayom, beautiful expression, the day sanctified itself upon them. That means it became Shabbos. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who is the essence of courtesy, of Derech Eretz, is in a rather difficult position. On his one side he's got Rabbi Yehuda, on his other side he's got Rabbi Yosef, and according to Rabbi Yosef he should go on eating and not interrupt, not terminate the meal. According to Rabbi Yehuda he's got to terminate the meal. I'm using the word terminate for mafsikin, why we become apparent very soon. And so he turns to Rabbi Yosef, who is the greater of the two, and he says to him, Rabbi Yosef, would it meet with your approval were we to terminate the meal now? And Rabbi Yosef said, no, it couldn't meet with my approval. And the way we worked it out from Rashi and Tosfos was, Rashbam for the one reason, Tosfos for another reason, he says, it wouldn't suit me, I would feel ashamed, I would feel put to shame here. Or he says, in my presence you do it, whatever it is. So Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, under those circumstances we will not terminate, because if we terminate, then the disciples who are watching us will reach a conclusion that will be a wrong conclusion. They will see, either according to the Rashbam, that you suffer some humiliation, and if not humiliation, the very least embarrassment, and nevertheless, in spite of your embarrassment, I am doing as Rabbi Yehuda does. They draw a conclusion. They won't say it's because of courtesy to Rabbi Yehuda, because courtesy to Rabbi Yehuda, and this man is embarrassed. They'll say he's embarrassed, but the law must be like Rabbi Yehuda. Or they will say, the students, the disciples are sitting down below, they will say, well, we hear what's going on, and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, or we can see what's going on even if we don't hear everything, and Rabbi Yossi Bereba is obviously protesting. Mochisa Mecho'o is a protest. He's protesting. And in spite of that, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel does like Rabbi Yehuda. So he said, in that case, Rabbi Yossi Bereba will do like you. And the Gemara finishes off, Lozozu Bisham Adche Kovu Halocha Ledor, the Adche Kovu Halocha Rabbi Yosef. That's where the Gemara finishes, and they didn't move from there until they had fixed the halacha like Rabbi Yosef. And now we've got the halacha like Rabbi Yosef, and that is that Ein Mafsiki. But for when was that? For what day was that?
Shabbos.
That is for Shabbos. In addition to that, we've got a psak, a memra of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah, Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah. That the halacha with regard to Hafsoko is like Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Pesach and Rabbi Yosef on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. That is, David, are you with me? Are you following all this? Can you follow all this?
So we have a Hafsoka of this?
The machlokas of Rabbi Yirmiyah's memra deals with the machlokas with regard to Hafsoka. And Rabbi Yirmiyah paskens that as far as Pesach is concerned, the halacha is like Rabbi Yosef, that mafsikin, one terminates it with nightfall. 6 o'clock comes, one terminates the meal. Rabbi Yehuda. Then we terminate the meal at 6 o'clock. Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, says Rabbi Yehuda. No, there the law is like Rabbi Yosef, that we do not terminate. The meal is finished, and when the meal is over, finished, and there is already right into Shabbos, then benching takes place, and after benching finish, which is very good. Now that doesn't conflict with Rabbi Gamliel, because Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, is speaking about Shabbos, about Erev Shabbos, that was Erev Shabbos. So that goes together in the Rabbi Yirmiyah's memra, all, so it's nicely wrapped up until there, which is four lines from the middle of the page. And the Rashbam does a little cheshbon with us. He does a bit of psak with us. And the Rambam says, well, now we know what the Pesach is. And I've already discussed as we go that I've taken the Pesach into consideration, and that is the Pesach Halacha. Oh, certainly, certainly, yes. That we need it now. Now, with your assistance, gentlemen, I want to do the next Omud of Gemara, which we start at the bottom of Daf Kuf, Omud Aleph, and we'll take to the bottom of Daf Kuf, Omud Beis, with the Rashbam, and I've got to get you further. Get it? Oh, the sheds. I would like you to be in on this because it's important to modern. Now we come to a new situation. We know exactly what the position is for Erev Shabbos, and that is that if he started Beheter on Erev Shabbos, if he started Beheter, he can go on eating after it becomes dark, after it becomes a Shabbos, like Rabbi Yosei. And the law is a mafsikim, we do not terminate the meal. Very nice. Comes a new law altogether, says Rabbi Yehuda, that Shmuel says. He says, in actual fact, the aloha is neither like Rabbi Yehuda or not like Rabbi Yosei. So people are eating Erev Shabbos and it gets dark. Says Shmuel, this is really Shmuel's theme. What has to be done then is poldeis mapol umakadish. He throws a cloth over the table, over the food on the table, when it becomes dark. So he doesn't do what Rabbi Yehuda says, that he terminates the meal. He doesn't terminate the meal. He throws a mapo over the table, and he doesn't terminate the meal, he doesn't bench. All he does is he throws the mapo over the table, and then he makes kiddush, and then he goes on eating. So the first part is like Rabbi Yehuda, and the second part is like Rabbi Yosei. Is that clear? Doctor, you got that clear?
Not quite.
I want you just to get it clear before I say it inside.
The first part meaning the Haskalah?
No. Oh, we're speaking only about Hafsaka. We're speaking about only Hafsaka. He begins
the first part is that because Rabbi Yehuda says you have to finish at 6. You've got a bench.
And then make kiddush.
Right.
So what he does is, he makes a mirror between the two.
He says we're symbolically putting a mapa on, which symbolizes a hafsaka, but yes, we're not benching.
Yes, we'll be going to speak about whether it's a symbol or not. You know, okay. I don't like symbols.
Oh, okay.
You know why? Because we deal with reality, Torah's reality. And a symbol is not a reality. So this, it's not that this represents something, it is something in itself.
It's a break.
You follow? But we are out of that becomes very clear in the Gemara, you
and
see.
And then we're allowed to go on like Rabbi Yossi,
then you finish your meal and only doing your best, yes?
Didn't you say that really he's postening like Rabbi Yossi?
Because that's the Rashbam. You're absolutely right, Larry. Yes, you absolutely, I haven't come to that, I'm just going to go through it. You're right. Mm-hmm. All right.
Does anyone need a full set? How many are there in the full set? There's 4 pages. Yes, I need 2 more.
Please make yourselves comfortable.
Who is it who says that we make this break and say get it and then go on?
Schmidt.
Who is it? One that does the first part of the first two?
Well, but he says it's neither like Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yosef, because Rabbi Yehuda says you've got to terminate, which means you've got to finish first and then make finish. So he doesn't terminate. Instead of terminating the meal, he throws a mafor over the table. You know what a mafor is? He throws a cloth over the table, another tablecloth over all the food. And then he doesn't finish, but he makes kiddush. After he's made kiddush, he goes on and he finishes the meal. And then only does he finish. But there's going to be some very interesting things here, because, well, we'll see how once we're doing it, we'll see how it's going to come out. All right, gentlemen, are you ready? Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, said Rabbi Yehuda that Shmuel said, Ein halochon, lo k'Rabbi Yehuda, v'lo k'Rabbi Yosef. The halochon is neither like Rabbi Yehuda, nor is it like Rabbi Yosef, and a Polish mapo makadish. But he throws a mapo over the table, he doesn't terminate the meal, throws a mapo over the table, and he makes kiddush. And then he continues his meal, and after he's finished his meal, he benches. Asks the Gemara, Amy, what's the trouble?
I was just going to ask that we learned that there was Rosh Baum and Tosfot as those two days.
Yes, well, we'll come to that. Yes. Asks the Gemara, Amy. But it's not like that. Strictly meaning the Amy means that Shmuel did not say that. Well, Omar Rav Tachlifo bar Avdimi Omar Shmuel. Rav Tachlifo bar the son of Avdimi said that Shmuel said, both of these are disciples of Shmuel. Rav Yehud is a disciple of Shmuel, and Rav Tachlifo bar Avdimi is a disciple of Shmuel. Yeah, we've got Rav Tachlifo bar Avdimi Omar Shmuel said that Shmuel said, Keshem Shemach Sik in the Kiddush, in the same way as we terminate for the purpose of kiddush, kach mafsikin l'avdolo. So we terminate for the purpose of avdolo. That is, what does it mean? That when Shabbos comes, we terminate for kiddush. And what is terminate? It says, and my mafsikin. And what does it mean, mafsikin? Lav l'akira shulchan. Surely, does it not mean removing the table? And removing the table means benching, because that is the way they did it in those days. They reclined each one at his table, and when the time came for benching, the tables were removed, and then the benching took place. It might be of interest to you to know that it would appear from the Gemara Brachos that the person who benched, his table remained in front of him. But that isn't the main thing, is that Kidrat HaShulchan, the taking away of the table, means that they bench. There's the Gemara, my Mafsikin. What does it mean, Mafsikin? Love Akira Shulchan. Truly it means Akira Shulchan, taking away the table, which means benching, which is terminating. So here we see that Shmuel said, in the same way as we terminate a meal on Shabbos, when Shabbos comes, for the purpose of kiddush, so we terminate the for the purpose of a davadol. If he was eating shalosh shudas, and it's already night, says Shmuel that you terminate the meal, you bench. That's the way we understand it, and you make up davadol. Answers the Gemara, no, it's not terminating the meal, but the mapo is for the purpose of throwing the mapo meal, so mafsikin does not mean termination, but it means interruption. That's what Shmuel uses, that's the way he uses the word mafsikin. So the word mafsikin has both meanings. It can mean either termination, or it can mean interruption. In this particular case, it means interruption. So we interrupt the meal, put over the mouth for make kiddush, and then continue the meal afterwards.
So that's neither like Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yosef?
Yes, that's neither like Rabbi Yehuda nor Rabbi Yosef. Is it, yes, David?
But in the case of Abdallah, it is?
Good. The case of Abdallah, Rav says, as Shmuel says this, but Rav says that we do not interrupt. And we fast in like Rav with regard to Abdallah. And that is the way we do it in Los Angeles and everywhere else in the world.
Right.
Rabbi, yes?
What do we lose by... Will we take the position strictly according to Rabbi Yehuda? What do we lose as far as our understanding or sensitivity to this thing?
I don't understand the question.
In other words, what, according to what logic does Rabbi Yosef make his argument? What is the basis for him saying that the Galacha is the way he says it is?
We'll come to that.
Okay.
We'll come to that. Yes, that depends a little bit on on the Rosh Hashanah case. We're going to come to that very soon. Now, that part, I think you've got quite clear. So this is what appears to be a new law that Shmuel introduces, and this is interruption. That one interrupts a new law. Let us go a little bit further. Rabo Barabuno Ikla Libe Reshbu Luso. Rabo Barabuno was at the house of the Resh Geluso. He was present at the house of the Resh Geluso, the head of the Golos.
What's that?
He was the person who was the head of the Jewish community in Babylon. Aisu Tako Kame. So they grew, and of course he was a very great London. Aisu Tako Kame. They brought, Tako is either a table or a tray. They brought a table before him, and I'm going to learn it, and they hadn't eaten yet. They brought a table before him, Poros Mapo, he threw a Mapo over the table, the Kiddush, and he made Kiddush. So the only reason for bringing this incident, for quoting this incident, is to say that there is such a thing as throwing a mapo over the table.
Yes, but also throwing a mapo over the table that's not necessarily for a hefsek.
Exactly, so that we both understand.
So it can happen on the basis that you simply want to cover the same way we cover bread when we make it.
That's the whole point. That's the whole point. Now, today, I want to tell you as little as possible about the Gemara, just as much as you need know, and the extra which I told you last week, I want you to get when we do the Rosh Bomb, because I want you to see how the Rosh Bomb does it.
What's a hefsek?
Hefsek is either a termination or an interruption. To hefsek means to terminate, cut it off, or it means to interrupt it.
So it's the same thing as hefsaka.
Hafsaka, yes. Yes, the same thing. Hafsaka, Hefsek, Hafsik is the verb, is... So until now, it's going, everything is going extremely smoothly. The funny thing is, the second time you do the Gemara, it goes more smoothly than the first. So the only reason... There is no question of an interrupting the meal, terminating the meal or interrupting the meal here. The only thing that happened was that they brought in the tray, and instead of saying to the servant, take it as we're not ready for it, which is a terrible thing, it's an embarrassment for the servant, he said, fine, alright, bring it in, put a mapo over it, and made kiddush. But what we see from here is that this is something that is done, that the mapo is put over the table. Says the Gemara Tanya Nami Hochi, we also learned that this actually in a Baraisa, because she'ein mevin es ha-shulchon. One doesn't bring in the shulchon, one doesn't bring in the table, ever in kein kiddush, unless he's made kiddush. Shulchon is the Hebrew for table, is the Loshon HaKodesh for table, and tachon is the Aramaic for table. She'ein mevin es ha-shulchon el in kein kiddush. One doesn't bring in the shulchon unless he's already made kiddush. Now we are speaking, this speaks about Hatzcholah, that one, to begin eating, one doesn't begin eating, Maschilim, one doesn't begin eating until, before eating one makes kiddush, and one doesn't bring in the table until after kiddush. The imhevi, and what happens if he brought in the table before he made kiddush, Pelvis Matuluma Kaddish. So now we've got the source for what the Reish Galusa did. The Reish Galusa did according to a Baraisa. He's on the best of good ground, the best of firm ground. He did what the Baraisa, in him heavy, as if the tapes, as if he brought in the table, as happened when Rabbi Barabuna visited the Reish Galusa. What did the Reish Galusa do? He threw a mapo over it, and he made kiddush. And that brings us to the end of that piece of Gemara.
What conclusion?
What conclusion? The conclusion is like Shmuel. Peres Mapo Makadesh. That is what one does. Of course, we... it doesn't mean to say that it's better and not to do it like that, and we don't do it like that. The way we do it is, we go to shul, and we daven, and we come home, and we make kiddush. But the table is there already, so how do we get over that? And you're not supposed to bring in the table until you make kiddush, so how do we do it? Peres mapo. We put a mapo over the table. We've got that.
Well, we put the mapo over the challah.
Well, because that's all the if. The other food isn't on yet. If there was other food, we put it over the other food also.
Okay.
But that's the only food that's on the table.
Were you going to deal with the question where we left off last week of trying to make kiddush and then bring in the challah?
Right. I'll deal with all that.
Okay.
I'll deal with all that. Yes. I'll deal with that when I feel that you deserve a bit of a rest. Yes.
Okay, I understand why if you've been eating and now you're going to make kiddush that you should put a mapa on so that you make a separation. But if you haven't been eating in the first place and you say you've gone to shul and now you're going to make kiddush, then why do you put the mapa on?
Last week I told you that as part of the Gemara. This week I'm only going to tell you as much as I think you need know.
What about the
Rosh Hashanah? And the rest you've got to find out as we go along, you see. I want you to get the thrill of finding it out as you go along, yes?
Okay.
But that is, you're quite right, you raise a point. Of course you've got to deal with it, yes.
Last week, remember you said something about one of the reasons we cover because of the tall. And
yes,
above and below, and I was wondering why do we not put something below the underneath the tall?
We do. The tablecloth is under it.
Okay.
We all eat through the tablecloth and talis.
I
beg pardon?
I want to know what the towel was.
Talis Q.
Right, yeah, I remember.
D-E-W.
I remember.
All right? Fine. Now let us go further. That is, brings us back. Now, what I would like to do is, yes?
I'm sorry to interrupt, but, you know, to me it would seem as a... We bring this, we say, here's what Shmuel said. He said, what we want to do is make a hafsaka by spreading mapa and making kiddush, then you continue on with meal. But they say, oh, by the way, I remember a case where the Reish Galusa did it this way, where before he even started eating, he spread out a mapa and made
kiddush. Yes, but no, it's not the same case.
I know, but that's not coming to argue against.
No. Now, all it brings is that there is this idea of putting a mapo over, you see? that you put a mapo over that and the tanya namiyoki, because both in the case of the Reish Kalusa and in the case of the bride of the tanya namiyoki, it's not speaking in the case that Shmuel is speaking. Shmuel is speaking where they started eating and now they've got to either terminate or interrupt, and he says you interrupt, you don't terminate. The Reish Kalusa and the Baraita, they haven't started eating yet. And if you haven't started eating yet, don't bring in the table until you've made kiddush. And what happens if the table has been brought in already? Then you put the mapa over. Got it?
The table is equivalent to the food, though. If there was no food on the table, then you wouldn't need a mapa.
Yes. Alright, now what I want to do with you is the Rashbam. But the way to do, I've got to do the Rashbam with you is, if you will follow me, the Rashbam is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines from the bottom, and the Rashbam is the inner column.
We are Kuf.
He's telling you what I tell you.
What
the Rashbam is the Rambam for the main part. He's telling you what I really tell you. And when he starts telling you what I haven't told you, that's about where it becomes more interesting. So, but you become aware of it very soon. What's the matter? Have you got your hand up or down?
If there's all this thing with the mapa, why don't we today simply leave the challah in the kitchen? Make kiddush, bring the challah
out. That is the question that Dr. Kirkin asked.
Last week's question.
Yes, of course. Right. Now, we are ready to start, so here we go. Loka Rabbi Yehuda, this is the Rashbam is on the opening statement of Shmuel, Eina Locha, Loka Rabbi Yehuda, Loka Rabbi Yosef. The Locha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar Mavsiki, who says one terminates. The mashmah, the mafsik in the mashmah, where the mashmoris is, the understanding of mafsikin is akira shulchan, taking the table away, which means termination and benching. The law is not like if malok Rabbi Yosef, and it's not like Rabbi Yosef to Omer, ain't so mechlafsik klal, that one doesn't have to stop at all. Elo yigmosu dose, but he finishes his whole meal. Afilu mishechashaycho. Even after it's become dark, Mishech HaShech, you can see the word Choshech there, even when it's become dark, Bivorchu Birchas HaMozen, and they make, and afterwards they make Birchas HaMozen, when they finish the meal, the Achakab may be low, and after that they bring a second goblet or a second cup of wine for the Kiddush. That means the first cup of wine is used for the benching. That when they finish benching, a cup of wine is brought, the first cup of wine, and when, that's at the end of the meal, according to Rabbi Yosei. And then when that is done, the as we learn later on in our Gemara, but much later on, a couple of pages ahead. Elo, but what does he do, says Shmuel? Pores mapo ala machol. He spreads a cloth over the food, kedin kol shabosos hashono, as is done every Shabbos in the year. The way we do it. Why we do it like that, we don't know yet. He says, but that is exactly spread a challah over the cup. Sheviu lechem ala shiruchutuchen kodim kibish, because they brought brought bread on the table before Kiddush. Kiddushan Yulakamon, as we learn later on. Now, Kiddushan Yulakamon is the bride of the Tanyo Nami Hofi. שאין מבין את השולחון אלו אם כן קידש ואם הם לי פיירס מפו מקדש. That is the brisa that he's referring to. כזה לכמות אם נמי או משום סילוב פסורו. Or we say that the reason is because it's like taking away the table. That as if the table isn't there.
What?
Removal.
Removal and
Pesero is another word for table. So you've got Shulchan Tako Pesero.
Is
this an Aramaic word? An Aramaic word, yes. Mishum Silu Pesero. Because it would say the Pesero is usually a bigger table and Tako is a smaller table. Mishum Silu Pesero. Or it is, either it is that the same as you do it every Shabbos, or in this case you do it because of Silas Pesero, that then it means the table has been taken away. And the deal is that you must make Kiddush before the table has been brought in. So it means the table isn't here. It's covered. The Achatach Omer Kiddush Ayom Alakos. Then afterwards he makes kiddush on the coast. After he spread the matzah, he makes kiddush on the wine. The chozer ve'ochel, and he continues to eat. The gomer sudos, and he finishes his meal, and then he benches. That is the end of the piece of Rashba. Where he has been the explainer. It's not an experiment, then. Rashi is an experiment. He just explains it. Now he's going to just go into a little analysis. Says the Rashbam, the nir'eh be'einai, and it appears to me. It would appear to me in my eyes. David, has he got the place? Are you able to follow? The nir'eh be'einai. David, use your fingers. Hashem was very kind to us. Didn't make our hands like hoops. Wouldn't be able to do the Rashbam. Go, bring the Rashbam with a hoop. The Nirei Be'einai, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. Got it? The Nirei Be'einai, and it appears to be my eyes, says the Rashbam. Yisvira lo shumur da'aloha k'rabi Yosef. Now, what is worrying the Rashbam, and when you're doing a commentator, as opposed to where he just explains, when you're dealing with a commentator or with an analyst, you've always got to know what it is that's worrying. So what it is that's now worrying the Rashbam is,
how can Shmuel just come and say, the law is not like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yosef, and these are people that are far above him. Law is not like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yosef, law is Peres Mabu Makadesh. Whose law? Yours. What authority? Just your law? How can that be?
So that's worrying the Rashbam. Since the Rashbam as follows, that Shmuel's disfirulated Shmuel Aloha to Rabbi Yosef. He says, actually Shmuel passed like Rabbi Yosef. There's another thing that's worrying the Rashbam. What's worrying the Rashbam is, we've just learned before that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was Tavei Aloha to Rabbi Yosef. We've just learned before that Rabbi Shimon your passed that on Shabbos the Aloha, Erev Shabbos the Aloha is to Rabbi Yosef. Very nice. Schwartz is not like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yosef. Oh, why? When? Still the Rashbam that in actual fact he passed like Rabbi Yosef. Kiditoni be Braiso, as it says in the Braiso draft with the story with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Shekobu Aloha Kamosef. Where they actually fix the law like Rabbi Yosef. Once they fix the law like Rabbi Yosef, he can't go against that.
Kamosa,
like him. Komehu, Kamosa is the same thing. Ele she bola hachmir al atzme ketzas. That he makes a chumra on himself. He says like this, he reasons like this. Daniel, are you with me?
What's
Chumrah? Chumrah is, let us say, Chumrah is we could get away quite easily and say that we don't have to have milk that is shomer, that is Jewish milk. We could, but we are machmir on ourselves. We make it stricter for ourselves. So what he does is he makes it stricter, and the down is chumrah, and the antithesis of that makeli makes it lighter, and the noun is kulo. But he says down is machmir. What is it down? If you just take Rabbi Yosei, when Rabbi Yosei says, if you start eating on Erev Shabbos and it becomes Shabbos, you don't have to stop. You go on. Does it mean that you're not allowed to stop? Or does it mean you don't need to stop? You don't need to stop. He doesn't say it's a sin to stop. He says you don't need to stop. So what is the position if a person wants to take stricter? He says it's very nice of Rabbi Yosei. And I pass to my Rabbi Yosei. I'm not going to terminate my meal. But it is Shabbos, after all. And since it's Shabbos, I'm going to stop and I'm going to make Kiddush. Would he object to it? He wouldn't object. He says, that is what Shmuel is saying. He is fasting like Rabbi Yosef. But he is machmir. That he doesn't want to, he will not conclude his meal, the Kaddish Achakach, and then make Kiddush afterwards, like Rabbi Yosei, Ere the Kaddish Tehilo, but he will make Kiddush now, and as soon as it becomes Shabbos, but Achakach Kibbil Ksudoso, and afterwards he'll finish his meal. Finish another piece of Rashbam, and another two lines to round it off, which I'll take now. Yes, Larry.
I'm confused as how the Rashbam can read that out of what Shmuel, I believe, it seems to be saying, because Shmuel says it's not like Rabbi
Yosei. Very good. You tackle that just now. Very good. That's the only part that he leaves hanging in the air. That's the only part. We were there. Fine. Let us go further. Says the Rashbam, the Elokei, that's just an abbreviation. Victor, you got the place.
If you lose the place, you must say like this,
says it I found. Because if you will not say the way I'm learning it, that Shmuel actually talks to the last Rabbi Yosef, but he's machmir. In that case, Shmuel the Omer command. Then, like whom did Shmuel say? If you won't say like I say, then like whom did Shmuel say? The reason that Rashbam is putting it that way is, he said, I know what's worrying you, the same thing as worrying Larry. Because the Shmuel says, Halocha Loka Rabbi Yehuda, the Loka Rabbi Yosei. And I'm saying that the Halocha is Rabbi Yosei. He says, but if you don't say like that, if you don't say that I'm saying it, Shmuel, the Omer command, like whom the Shmuel say? The Obraiha, the Tony Paris, Mapul Umakadesh, what would we like to get away with? Now this is a little bit tricky in the Rashbam. Says the Rashbam, I know what you would like to get away with. You would like on the next page where it says Tanya Nami Rochi, that She'en Medin is a Shulchan or Tain Kiddush. One doesn't bring in the Shulchan unless he's made Kiddush. The Im Havien, if he brought in the Shulchan before Kiddush, Kiddush, Mamash, or Makadesh, he says, I know that you would like to learn this Baraisa, the Imhavian, if he brought in the table, and they ate, and then it became Kadi, as the Shabbos, then the Baraisa says, Pay this Babu Makadish. And then Shmuel would be well away. He would say, now whom do I pass to like a Baraisa? He says, Rashbam, you can't get away with that. Says the Rashbam, Because the whole Braisa, the Torah, Peres, Mapa, Makadish, the Braisa, when it says Peres, Makadish, Peres, Mapa, Makadish, Lekuya, Sokas, Achila, Plow. It's not speaking about the terminating the meal or interrupting the meal. Elevavola Kaddish Ato, but where it comes to make Kiddush now, Ato written with an Aleph now, the Lechel Beshabbos Lechatchila Mari. And to begin eating the meal for Shabbos, that's what it's speaking about. So you can't bring any truth from that Beraisa. So you say, like Mundesh will say. So I say, says Rashbam, that's why I say that Shmuel really passes like Rabbi Yosef, but Rabbi Yosef doesn't say, you're not allowed to stop for Shabbos. He says, you don't have to stop for Shabbos. And Shmuel says, you do stop for Shabbos and Torah is possible. So it works out very nicely indeed. That is the Rashbam. Yes, David?
And why would
Shmuel, his name is not Rabbi Shmuel, Shmuel, yes.
Why would Shmuel say that, why did he have to say that
he
isn't my brother
yet? That's a question that very good.
No,
why did he say, and not that Rabbi Yosef?
Why did he throw that in? Because it's just, we're learning that he really is my brother.
Yes, what he means is that we don't do what Rabbi Yosef says. Don't terminate. He says, it is like Rabbi Yosef that we've got to interpret Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says you don't have to stop. He says, I say you've got to stop. So in the Aloch it comes out that it's not like Rabbi Yosef. If a man says, but I don't want to stop, we say, no, you've got to stop, because that is the way we pass it. It's like Rabbi Yosef, but we are mad. We take it stricter. Got the idea? But it'll become a little bit clearer just now. That is the way that the Rashbam lays.
Tosfos comes along and he says, you know, I don't like this very much, because after all it says what Larry said and what David said. He said the law is Rabbi Yosef and the law is not like Rabbi Yosef.
From what you just said before, now you said we're turning around and we're saying the law is that you've got to stop.
Yes.
So that's what Rabbi Yehuda said.
No, but Rabbi Yehuda says, and you've got to bench. You've got to terminate. He says you don't have to terminate, only interrupt. Don't bench.
Well, they're not actually stopping.
You follow? Yes.
Can you read it? We haven't got the Yerushalmi. The evening Yerushalmi at the back of your Gemara. So go on.
Not there, eh? Well, it doesn't matter, I'll tell you what the Yerushalmi says. The Yerushalmi brings down, very similar to our Gemara, it brings down the Rabbi the machlokes for Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef with regard to Afsoka, speaking about Erev Shabbos, that Rabbi Yehuda says Mafsikim, terminate, which is Akira Sashulcha, terminate and bench and then make Kiddush. That Rabbi Yosef says Ein Mafsikim, what doesn't terminate, leave the rather listen, it'll be easier. Rabbi Yosef says Ein Mafsikim, that one doesn't terminate, one goes right through. One finishes the meal, one benches, one takes a toast, and one benches, and then one makes kiddush, brings that, and brings a third opinion, the Chachomim. Now the Chachomim are contemporaries of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef. And the Chachomim say, Peres Mapa Umakadish. So the Rashbam says, there you've got your source. There you've got your source. And he says that Rashbam is going to unnecessary trouble to try and do what he does. That is his sure source. He paskens like the Chachom. Yes?
Isn't it unusual for if Amar to bring down an Amola who says, makes a statement which is an apparent contradiction with the Tana without having
that, that's a Tana source? That's what the Rashbam is worried about.
And the Rashbam says it isn't a contradiction because he passes like Rabbi Yosef and his mouth. That's what the Rashbam says. There's those who were. He's an Amora, yes. No, Shmuel wasn't. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef were present at Rabbi Utram Shimon ben Gamliel. Yes, no, he wasn't. Yes. So, now comes and Tosfos says that is his source. His source is the Chachomim. But the Chachomim are not mentioned in our Gemara, but they are mentioned in Yerushalmi. He says, obviously, he sides with them. He sides, that's where he gets his source for. My own interpretation of the Rashbam is that the Rashbam didn't know the Yerushalmi. Tosfos knew the Yerushalmi, the Rashbam didn't know the Yerushalmi. Of course he didn't know the Yerushalmi. But he says that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel paskens like Rabbi Yosef, and the Halacha is like Rabbi Yosef. So what's the good of telling me that the Chachomim say, Toreis Mapo Umakadeish? Very nice. But if the law is like Rabbi Yosef, I still can't say that the law is like the Chachomim. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says like the law is like the Chachomim. Rabbi in the name of Rabbi Yochanan says the law is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says the law is like Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yirmiyon, the same name of Rabbi Yochanan, says the law is like Rabbi Yosef, and I'll say that the law is like the Chachomim. Who am I to say that?
Well, Rabbi Shmuel preceded Rabbi Yirmiyon. Rabbi Yirmiyon.
No.
Shmuel was the first Amora.
I'm sorry, yes, he did, but still, we know that Rabbi Yirmiyon and Rabbi Yochanan, it's not Rabbi Yirmiyon who said it, really, it's Rabbi Yochanan who said it.
Okay,
and Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel are contemporaneous.
Okay.
The only thing is Rabbi Yochanan is the first Amora in Eretz Yisrael, and Shmuel is the first Amora in Vobet. Shmuel is older than Rabbi Yochanan, although they are contemporaneous, because Shmuel and Rav were amongst the senior disciples of Rabbi Yehuda Anosi, and Rabbi Yochanan was the younger, amongst the youngest disciples of Rabbi. So there's a difference in age, but they are contemporaneous. But the main thing is, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel fastens like Rabbi Yosef, and it was Kaveya Alocha. Does that do thing like Rabbi Yosef? So how can he go? So he says, all I can say is, either says the Rashbam, when the Chachomim say Toreis Mapo Umakadesh, the Chachomim themselves are doing it according to Rabbi Yosef. The Chachomim only helped me that there is such a possibility. But in actual fact, I'm not saying that the halacha is not as Rabbi Shimon Gamliel fixed it. So that is the way he gets away with it. But at least we know that in the Yerushalmi, there is a view that says also Toreis Mapo Makadesh. That it is.
Can't we have a machlokas between Shmuel and Rabbi? I mean, according to Tosfos, can't we have a machlokas between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan? Because Rabbi Yochanan says halacha to Rabbi Yehuda takes up the halacha to Rabbi Yosef Shabbos, and Shmuel says no, the halacha is like a chachamim in there of Shabbos.
Yes, I suppose one could, but what one couldn't have is a difference that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says paskens that halacha is like Rabbi Yosef. He can't go against Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Tana. Sabbalaisa, and it says it was fixed. That is the difficulty. Right, now let us go over to the next page on the Rashba. Yes.
Would Rabbi Yossi also have said that when it comes time of Shabbos, you should be Toreis Mapo, even though he passed in a law, even though he said.
No, he says you don't need it. So a person comes, Rabbi Yossi. You know, Shabbos is here, I just can't go and eat it. So you can't go and eat it, what do you want to do? He says, I want to make kiddush. He said, make kiddush. He said, just like that. He said, Toreis Mapo.
No, that's all. I know, but the question I'm asking really is the way I can understand Shmuel saying this, that what you do is Torah mopping, you make Kiddush, and then you go on, is that even Rav Yossi, even though at the time when they were sitting over there with Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the reason he was insisting that you pass on Lofa to him is that you should know La Lofa, that if you don't want to stop, you don't have to stop.
It's not like Rabbi Yossi, that you've got to stop and binge. Not like Rabbi Yehuda, that you've got to stop and binge.
Precisely.
That's what I object to.
Right, he says that you don't have to stop.
But
the question is, what I'm saying is, would Rabbi Yossi in his own practice, I don't know if we can determine this, but would he in his own practice have also stopped because it would have been the more proper thing to do, even though you don't have to?
I can't answer that question, you see, because you could say either way. I can't answer that question, what he would have done.
Because it would have made, then it could make sense according to Shmuel, because Shmuel isn't saying even, you know, like that.
But he could have done that.
Mm-hmm.
He could have done that, you see. Doesn't say he did, but he could have done that. All right. Now, this is, if you look at the Rashbam on the other page, now the Rashbam on the next page, he starts off again and he's just explaining the Gemara. Yes, David?
In a case like this where we did a Chumrah, how did that affect the Halacha? The Chumrah
was established as Halacha. No, like Shmuel. We paskin like Shmuel. Shmuel, don't forget, Shmuel is later. And we always paskin like the later one. For example, but it goes right through, provided that the later one is a good authority. For example, we paskin like the Tur as against the Rambam, because the Tur was later. Although the Rambam was greater, but we paskin like the Tur, he was later. Now we paskin like the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch was later than the Tur. In other words, Shulchan Aruch is the latest. So if it's a question of the Rif and the Rambam, we paskin like the Rambam. If it's a question of the Rambam and the Rosh, we inclined to paskin like the Rosh, or there is another difficulty that involves that I don't have to tell you about. If it's a question between the Rosh and the Tur, we paskin like the Tur is later. If it's a question because of the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, we paskin like the Shulchan Aruch because that is still later. What do? We paskin like the Shulchan Aruch, that's the latest.
What about the Mishnah Berurah?
Oh, well, that is the Mishnah Berurah is really, it's the armor bearer of the Shulchan Aruch, you see. But you're quite right, we paskin like the latest, we paskin like the Mishnah Berurah. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't very easily go against the Shulchan Aruch, although sometimes he does, because there are lots of Rishonim, Acharonim that he takes into consideration, and he passes. That can be. Of course we go according to the latest. And the reason we go according to the latest is, he knew what all the others said, and he said differently, so he must have had a reason. But of course, what we do now, we wouldn't take the view of the latest unless he brought his sources. The Mishnah Berurah brings all his sources. He brings he's got the Mishnah Berurah, then his reasoning is in the Bir Halacha, and then on the bottom he's got a Shaar HaTziyun. There he gives his sources. Do you remember the page of the Mishnah Berurah?
I've seen it before, yes.
It's all right, but then when you look at it, it'll make sense. Have you ever got the idea?
Yeah.
All right. Now we go back. Now it's again. He just explains it. You remember another member of Shmuel was Keshem Shemagdishim, Keshem Shemafsikin the Kiddush Kat Mafsikin LaAvdolo. So he starts at the top of the page Kat Mafsikin LaAvdolo. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
One in the same as one is Mafsik for Kiddush, one is Mafsik for Avdolo. And the Havamino of the Gemara, please remember that word, Havamino, the supposition of the Gemara is that it's speaking about Akiras HaShulchan, that is termination, that Mafsiki means termination. Kach Mafsiki Lavdola Imho Yomasubi B'Shabbos Adalailo. If they were reclining, that means they were eating on Shabbos until the night. Mafsiki Achilo Son Umavili. Then they stop their achilo and they make avdola. Says the Gemara, my love, surely Akira Shulchan. The whole idea of it is for Akira Shulchan. Umidika Omar, and since it says, Keshem Shemaf Sikin, in the same way as one terminates, Michlal Gelosagi B'mapo. So I deduce from this that it's not enough with a mapo. Answers the Gemara, that mafsikin doesn't mean terminate, but it means interrupt, and the interrupt for the purpose of a mapo. Hochi garsinon. This is how we textualize. That is what hochi garsinon means. Is there anybody that has about the place?
Why doesn't the text say it that way?
Because, don't forget, the Gemara goes back, it started, say, around the year 200. That is 1882 years ago. 1782 years ago. And it's been copied all the time. It's been copied very faithfully, but not as faithfully as the Torah has been copied. The remarkable thing about the Torah is that you can take a Torah in South Africa, and you can take a Torah in Hawaii and in Alaska, and it's exactly the same. You can take a Torah in Russia, it's exactly the same. You can take a Torah in Baghdad, it's exactly the same. No word is different. Not a single word is different. Not a single letter is different. The Rambam Paschal, it works out according to the Psak of the Rambam. It works out, the Rambam says, if a man says one word in the Torah wasn't written by Moshe Rabbeinu at the instruction of Hashem, that man is an apikoros. One word. Revesha Feinstein, I just was working on this last night, I was working on a tumor of Revesha Feinstein. Revesha Feinstein proves that the Rambam means, he says a word, but he means one letter of a word. Because a letter of a word can change the meaning of a word. So he says, I'm going to textualize this differently. And then it means something else. That you can't do. For example, it says Vayet Oholel, and Avram came and he pitched Oholel his tent. But it is written Aleph Hey Lamed Hey instead of Vav. It's written Oholo, but we read it. We have to read it Oholel his tent, but it's written her tent. And if some chokham comes and he says, it's a mistake here, I'm going to change it to a vav, it's not because. Changes the meaning. Because we say, it's written her tent, but it's pronounced his tent. So why is it written her tent if it's pronounced his tent? What does it teach us?
That a man...
When a man pitches his tent, he pitches his wife's tent first and then his tent. He doesn't do his tent first and then his wife. Have you pardon? It's a bit of habit. His wife's tent before his. That's what it teaches us. But it's there, everything is there for a reason. Everything is there for a reason. You know, the tent might not have been, the bedroom might have been the bathroom. You follow a dressing room bathroom. Like that, you see. But that is it, it teaches us. I just want you to know, I mean, that's the Rambam. It was interesting, just last night, it always worried me, why the Rambam says one word, and if it's one letter, and a major function, no doubt. I just said, it must mean one letter, but there he brings it, he goes through step by step that it can't be any, it's got to mean what the Rambam means, even one letter. Person is an apikoros. Are you with me? Tell me as soon as you're not with me. So then I know. Although I get a pretty good idea by seeing the expression on your face.
It said somewhere that the last, very, very last part of the Torah might have been written by...
That's in the Gemara. The Gemara asks, when it says, and Moses describes the death of Moshe, there are two pshatim in the Gemara. The one pshat in the Gemara says that Yeshua wrote that, the last six verses, I think it's six verses. The other pshat is that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it, Hashem dictated it. And he wrote it and the tears were pouring down his face. Pouring down his face and he wrote it.
He knows the Lord may have happened.
The Rebbe Shalim said, write this down.
So we're not fully learning that Rambam taught things that way?
Not necessarily, no. Mm-hmm. No, that's a good word. That's all right. That's all right.
Rambam's words but literally.
That will understand. The Gemara makes arrangements for that. That affects any consideration. Although I must say, it seems to me that the other way is the. It appears it appeals more that the Rebbeinu Shlomo dictated to him and the
Ramban. I saw Ramban on that question.
Yes.
He makes it right in either way because he said, "Well, if according to what he's saying that the Yeshua wrote it, Moshe actually wrote it down, except the letters are what's important in the Torah, not the actual words that it is written. What he wrote down was something different." From what it ascribed, saying that of his death, he wrote down different words with the same Moses and all that.
Who did it?
Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it. Yeah. And then what Yeshua did came along and he just took the background, rearranged the letter, which told about the death of
Jesus. Yes, that's going to be it. That's what they did. That's what they did. Kabbalah. You can't say that without Kabbalah.
Yeah.
Not mysticism. That's come down. Yes, with Kabbalah. That's absolutely right. Now, says, this is how we textualize it. Rabo bar bar chono, we've got Rabo bar abhuno. Rabo bar abhono, ikla lebe reishka luso. Aisu tako lama kame, porus mapa the kide. Tanyo nami hochi. And we don't put in the word the shogi. You follow?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we see there's a word the shogi here.
Yeah.
Since the Rashbam, you don't put in that word.
Oh,
he says, so he goes through, he says, ikla, how does it start here? Ikla. Ikla lebe reish guluso. He says, I'm sorry. He says, what does he say? Rabo bar rav huna. We've got rabo bar rav huna. We've got rabo bar rav huna. Rashbam had Rabo Bar Rav Chon. Rabo Bar Bar Chon again. It was a different person. It wasn't Rabo Bar Rav Huna, Rabo the son of Rav Huna. It was Rabo, the grandson of Chon.
It was one of the son of
who?
Rabhuna was the son of
Well, I don't care. But anyway, that's he says that's the first difference. Then he goes, all the rest is the same. Iklara Beresh Gulusa in the Rashbam, Aisutakula Kame Poras Mapo the Kide. Then he goes on, Tanyo Nami. Can you see in the Rashbam?
Mm-hmm.
If you will look in your text, in brackets there's the word Beshobit. He takes it out, Tanya Nami Hochi. Not Tanya Nami Hochi Beshobit, he just says Tanya Nami Hochi, says it up, the Logar Sinon Shobin, and we do not textualize Shobin. So he takes Shobin out.
What does that word mean?
Bishovim means and they are equal. So he doesn't like Bishovim, he takes it out. Our text has followed the Rashbam and has also taken the word Shovim out. Mm-hmm. It put it in brackets, you see, in cursive brackets. We'll come to that. But anyway, we don't have to worry about that, George, because it's taken out. So we don't have to worry about that.
I wonder if I could get a tissue. I mean, just tissue would be fine.
All right. Have you got the idea? Are we pardon? What's worrying you?
I don't understand what you're talking about yet.
It's just a question of textualization. All he says is, instead of reading Rabo Bar Ravuna, it's Rabo Bar Chon. He says this is, he put the bays instead of the Reisha, and instead of the Heide, make it a Chesed. Then he says, the rest is the same, Tanyo Nami, the Ikla Vizyat, and then Tanyo Nami Hochi, he says, you have a Shovim, he says, take out the Shovim. That's all he says, you see. Now, he says, take out the Shovim. Now, let's just go further in the Ramban. Elohochi Garcinon, but he says below Garcinon is Shabbin, Elohochi Garcinon, but so do we text like Ein may be in. So he takes out the shin of Ein may be in also. This shin he also takes out, that shin. So he's done you nami hochi. Ein may be in. You follow? And that you've got, if you take out the shovin, that shin he takes out. So it reads, Tanya nami hochi, ein may be. You follow? Mm-hmm. If you put in the shovin, then the shin reads right. And they are equal in that one doesn't bring in. He says, we learned in the Brisa not that they, what doesn't bring in the table, that's all. So you take out that shin. I'm just teaching you this, because I want you to be able to read a Rashi farm eventually. Or a Rashi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Yes.
If the word's not supposed to be there, and we don't learn it with it in there, who put it in?
You see, I was explaining to you. It goes back, don't forget that the first Gemaras were published at the end of the 15th century. That is just before the turn of the 15th, the turn of the before it was the 16th century. Let us say the year 1500. That means that all this was going on already for 1300 years, and it was all being copied by hand. Not only was it being copied by hand, but there were different schools. It was being taught orally for very much of the time. And don't forget, even if it wasn't taught orally, how many people could afford to have a shas written in longhand? And there was no Xeroxing.
No, no.
I mean, just how many people had it?
Well,
how many people had Siduri? How many people had Chumashi? It had to all be written.
I was wondering if it was the censors.
No, nothing. This has got nothing to do with the censors. Right, now let us go further, please. Oh, pardon? By the word Shovim. Because in some manuscripts it's there. And in the manuscript that was there, the Rashbam said, you don't put it in.
Now, this is another thing, and I told it to you already last week, I explained it to you. This is something that the scholarly world is unable to understand. And that is the Vilna Gaon, who really belongs to our period. He belonged to the period of the Vilna Gaon. And Vilna Gaon was only 200 years ago, flourished 200 years ago, was at his height 200 years ago. Less than 200 years ago, the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon made emendations in the Sibri, in the Sibro, in the Mechilta, in the Tosefta. He made certain corrections and emendations. He didn't have a single manuscript. The manuscripts were found only comparatively recently. The first manuscript was only found, it was already in this century. And since then, manuscripts have been found at the Bodleian, they've been found at the British Museum, they've been found at the Vatican, and at some other libraries too. Manuscripts have been found. They take these manuscripts and it's right, this is what the Vilna Gaon mended it according to these manuscripts. So scholars say that he must have had some kind of manuscript. They can't understand that he knew his stuff so well that it couldn't be different. Couldn't be different. So the Rashbam had a manuscript with Vashovim in, but he says you can't learn it like Vashovim. So he took it out. The thing is that afterwards he says, and now you know what kind of person that Rashbam said. He says, if it is in, you've got to learn it like this. He'll tell you afterwards. If it is in, this is the way you've got to learn it. Of course, it's difficult. But let us go on now. So he says, the Hochi Pei Rusho, where the lines of the Rashbam are now long, that's where it is, the Hochi Pei Rusho, where the lines of the Rashbam are long. God is the Hochi Pei Rusho, and this is its explanation. Rabo Bar Chono Ikla Lebe Reish Galuso. Rabo Bar Chono visited the house of the head of the Golus in Bobel. And they wouldn't eat before dark. And they didn't eat before dark. Ula achashi yotsumi beisat neses. And when they came back from shul, hechshich, it was night already, it was Shabbos already. Aisu tako lekame. So they brought in a table before the Reish Galuso. Hey, viu esapasa la shulchon. That means, and the bread was on the table. They brought the table in with the bread on the table, with the challah on the table. Says the Rashban, Kamoshe Onu Osin, Kodim Kiddush, as we do before Kiddush. We bring in the challah on the table before Kiddush. What did the Reish Galusa do? Poras Mapo ala lechem. He threw a cloth over the bread. And afterwards he made kiddush. Lefishe beretzeno lohoyo mivin et alechem ala shulchan ad la'achar kiddush. Because his will was, his desire was that they bring not in the table on the bread on the table until after kiddush. Kiddushanye lekamei, as we learn in the next parasha, ein mivin et al shulchan elim kein kiddush. Lefichoch, therefore, poras mapo ala lechem. Therefore, he threw a mapo over the bread. And the real thing is that the table mustn't be brought in. Says the Rashban, v'hainu te'en shulok siluk shulchon. And this is like taking the table out. So instead of telling the poor servant to take the table out again, he puts the mapo over it and it is as if the table isn't there. Now let us go on. Uchemi she'eino dome. And it's as if as it wasn't there. V'raya le'dova she'ken osi. And the proof of it that this is the way we do it, that we don't bring the food in until after Kiddush. Diktoni masniti, because we learn in a Mishnah much later on in our Peiret, that on Pesach, the first night of the Seder, Mosgulei Kos Rishon, they mix the first kos of wine, the Achakach Heviu Lepon of Yerokas V'Chazeres, and afterwards they bring onto the table the herbs and the, they say herbs here, don't they? Mm-hmm. And they never say herbs. And it's wrong to say herbs in America.
No, it's someone not named herbs.
No, no, it's not wrong if you're British.
Do they know here?
Yes, they do.
I think it's quaint.
Right. Yes, Achakach Heviu Lepon of Yerokas V'Chazeres, and afterwards they bring before him herbs and lettuce, Metabe V'Chazeres, and he tastes the lettuce, or he immerses the lettuce in the charoches. Michlal, so we see, the Ad Hashto, lo Asi. Until this moment, they don't bring it. They only bring it after Kiddush. The Taimo, and now he gives the reason. The Taimo, Kidapirei Shpichi Iltis de Rav Achai God. And the reason is, as it is explained in the Shechutas of Rav Achai Gon, the Parshas Vahishma Yisrael, in the Sedra of Vahishma Yisrael. Now, please don't lose the place. David, have you got the place? David?
Can we just paraphrase just what we just said before the statement and the reason is? We bring the Yerokos and the Chazeres.
First of all, one mixes the after they have mixed the first coat, that means that they've dunked the first coat after Kiddush. Then they bring in their Yerokos on the table. They don't bring it in before.
So you see, about at the
Seder. So you see, the food isn't brought in before, which works out very nice.
But we still have the matzah, right?
Right.
And that's
cut. That's cut.
Okay.
Yes. Gome light. L-I-K-E, light.
But one thing that troubles me here, I thought about tomorrow, we're really talking about Shabbos and Yom Kippur.
Yes. And then this just brings it as an example.
He
just brings it as an example. Yes, we see there also, but Pesach, we see which is not brought on before. So obviously there was a reason why they didn't bring on the food on the table before. Now we're going to deal with it. Now the Sheutas of Rav Achai Gon, let us first see what he says, and then afterwards we will discuss who he is. In the Sheutas of Rav Achai Gon, look what happens. The parches by Yishma Yisrael. In the Seder by Yishma Yisrael, the Chosuv Behu Hochi, and in them, in those Sheiltos, it is written as follows. Sheiltos means responsa. In those Sheiltos, Shavus and Chivus, yes. But they're different types of Shavus and Chivus. I'll explain to you afterwards. Ukrovi tako mekamedili kadish likedusha de Shabbat lo makrevino, says the Sheiltos. And to bring a table before Kiddush, for the Kiddush of Shabbos, we do not bring the table in before that. We don't do that. My time, what is the reason? Ki hechi de teisa se'udo le yakro de Shabbos. In order that the se'udo should be for the honor of the Shabbos. Now, look what happens. If the challah is put on the table before it is Shabbos, he comes and he makes kiddush, and now he has sanctified the Shabbos, and now it is Shabbos, and the challah was there already. So it means that the challah was there for the week; it wasn't there for Shabbos. Says the Shigutas, so you don't bring it in before. That is the reason, says the Shechutas, that you don't bring in the table with the challah with the fruit in before. Because if you bring it in before Shabbos, and before you've made Kiddush, it means it is there for the honor of the week and not for the honor of Shabbos. Now just look a little bit further, I've just got to finish the Shechutas with you. The Hechi de Kravi,
and where they did bring it in, and what the Shemitzkutis is doing is he's paraphrasing our Bereis of Tanya Namiochi. The Hecha, the Kraver, where they did bring it in, Lomas are keen on Lay. Don't take it out again. You don't have to take it out again. Elo, but what does he do? So they saw Lov Mapo. He spread the Mapo over it. This is very important. Oh, pardon? Can't he just wait for a couple of minutes? You can come in. You can come. Are we pardon? You can come in. It's just, it takes only a minute. This. I'm sorry. Elo Pores Mapo Umakadej says Rishiutis, what does he do? He spreads the Mapo, he spreads the tea shower, the tablecloth over, and he makes Kiddush. The Sanyo, because we learned in a Beraiso, and the Shutas has got Beshovim. The Shutas has got the word Beshovim. She'ein Medin, and they agree, She'ein Medin is a Shulchan that one doesn't bring in the Shulchan, Elohim came Kiddush. And this is made Kiddush. The Imhevi, and if he did bring it in before Kiddush, Poreis Olof Mapu Makadish, he spread the tablecloth over to make Kiddush. The Hecho da Askil Seudo Mida Ana the Mighty Shabbat of a Kodish Ale Yomo, and where he began the Seudo when it was still light, then what does he do? And he makes Kiddush? Poreis Mapo. And the Kodesh Ole Yomo, and it became, when he brought the food on the table, when it was not yet dark, the Kodesh Ole Yomo, and then it became Shabbos, Torah's Mapo, then he spreads a Mapo over to Makadish and he makes Kiddi, Umitam Zeh, says the Shi'utas, and because of this reason, Noah Gulifros Mapo Lelechem Atta Achel Kiddish Peshabosis Biyomim Tzavim. And therefore, says the Shi'utas, we, that's the way we do it. On our table, we put a mapo, we put a cover over the bread, and we make kiddush first, and after kiddush, we remove it. All right, you can go. Yes, fine. Did you get anything out of this? Michael, did you get anything out of this? Good, otherwise you wouldn't have got it. Right.
I didn't know what the reason is that we do it that way until today. But is what makes it superior to have the bread there covered as opposed to leave the bread in the kitchen, they hit it, then bring it out?
That is the question that David asked. That is the question that we're asked. That is the question that is asked. Now, I'll explain that. Why don't we do that? I asked my wife this question. I couldn't understand it myself, so she explained to me why we do it. I didn't know what she said. Didn't I touch on this at all this week? I just said I'd do it. All right, now you can sit back for a little while. I'll explain. On Shabbos, the candles are on the table. As soon as the housewife lights the candles, it becomes Shabbos. Is that right for her? Is it Shabbos?
Right.
Is she permitted, and on where do the candles stand? Well, I'm a tea, I've never seen the house with a candle stand on the table. They usually stand in the holder.
We don't have a holder.
But in candlesticks. Right. And where do the candlesticks stand? On the table. Very nice. Stand on the table. Now, what is the position? If after the housewife has been left, she wants to take the candle out of the candlestick and put it somewhere else. Is she allowed to do so?
No.
Why not?
Why
is she breaking Shabbos? She's not making a fire.
Candles are muktza.
Oh, because the candles are muktza. Why are the candles muktza?
So that she, it's a gezeira, isn't it? So she wouldn't come.
No, the candles are muktzah because there's a fire. Because they hold the fire. And fire is muktzah and Shabbos, so the candles are also muktzah and Shabbos. All right, she says she's not allowed to take the candle out of the candlestick, it's muktzah. Is she allowed to take the candlestick with the candle and move it?
No.
All right. Candles, the candle I can understand. Why not the candlestick? Because we call it a basis ledobar ha'os. Basis is the same word as in English. You know English, you know
it's the base.
It's the base. Because it's the base ledobar ha'os to something that is prohibited. And that which is a base to something which is prohibited becomes prohibited itself. So I'm not allowed to use it. And if she wants to put her watch there, you know, our candlesticks have got a little, just a little sort of saucer, small little saucer, there and then it comes down. If she wants to put her watch there, is she allowed to do it? No, it's muktzah. You can't make it, it's muktzah. Muktzah, how do you say muktzah in English? For example, on Shabbos, I'm not allowed to use my pins. I want to take my pins and put them somewhere else. I'm not. As soon as it becomes Shabbos, I'm not allowed to move them. Now, in that case, the candles are a basis to the fire. The candlesticks are a base to the candles. And the table is a base to the candlesticks, which are a base to the candles, which is a base to the fire. So I'm not allowed to use the table.
But if you have the challah on the table,
then so I'm not allowed to use the table. So what does the housewife do before she puts the table sticks, the candlesticks onto the table? Before she does that, she puts the challah onto the table. Immediately she puts the challah on the table. What is the basis to the challah?
The table.
So the table becomes the basis ledobar ha'mutar to something that is permitted. You're going to eat it, that's in order. Mm. Now the table is a base for something that is permitted. Now I can put the candlesticks on. Then the table is no longer a base for the candlesticks, the table is a base for the challah.
And then you can move the table.
Well, it's not, I'm not going to move the table, but I can use the table.
But you can move it.
It might be a different question, because if I move the table, I bring a change in the light, you see. So the other thing is there.
Question.
Yes, I put on the table, the bread is put on the table before. So the bread, the table becomes now, it's a basis to the bread. That's why we bring on the table, says my wife, we bring on the bread before. We bring it on before. So now, once I've done that, so the bread has got to be, the colour has got to be on. Now comes another problem. If the colour is on, it means it's on already when it's a weekday. So the challah is on for the honor of the weekday, not for the honor of Shabbos. Says the Shegiltas, you overcome that difficulty by covering the bread. So it's as if it's not there. And when you take it off, after you make kiddush, you take off the covering, then it's for Shabbos. That is the way you get over the difficulty, says the Shegiltas. That is the whole Shegiltas. There isn't a difficulty.
I've heard that before, and just drawing the extension, okay, you said that you can't move the table because then you change the light.
Yes, but don't worry about that.
I've had another question along the same lines, because I saw something done once, and that was that, okay, after the candles have burnt out, then you should be able to move the table.
No, because if it becomes muktzah for Erev, when it comes muktzah, when Shabbos comes, it's muktzah for the rest of the day.
No. I mean, if you've got the bread on the table,
yes,
then once the candles have burned out, then you can move the table.
You can move the table.
The thing that I saw done was an apple was put on a tray where the candles were sitting on the table, and then after the candles were burnt out, then they moved the tray with the candles on.
With these, that's a little bit doubtful. What happens if instead of putting the challah on the table, what happens if the housewife puts
one sardine.
One sardine.
One sardine. Without its head, without its tail.
But one sardine. The hollow constitutes a meal, though.
One sardine. That would make the table a bulgy spirit of a mutual.